Hey everyone, this is Philip, and this is the best of the week for the Everyday Fighter podcast.
I've thought about that, like, you know, just wondered, do I have anger issues? Is there something wrong with me, or what's going on here? But I think you've got the anger issues. If you've got anger issues, you have the anger issues regardless of whether you hit a bag or not. And I don't think the martial arts causes the anger issues. I think if anything, it's an outlet for somebody that might have anger issues. There's just something very stress relieving about hitting a heavy bag as hard as you can for an hour, and then you can't win against a bag. It's always going to win. But there's, like you said, there's something very visceral, something just putting as much effort into something as you can for an hour and just hitting it as hard as you can. There's just something very, I don't even know, addictive about that. And the same thing is true of jiu-jitsu. I'm rolling with another adult man, and, we're trying to choke each other, break each other's arm, And we're not really, but you stop right before you actually do choke them out or they break your arm. You stop right at that point. And there's just something very real about it. In this world, we've gotten so far from real. We live in air-conditioned houses, go to air-conditioned office buildings, air-conditioned cars. We eat pre-packaged processed food. Everything is done for us. Everything is handed to us. And just rolling around on the mat, trying to tap another guy out, and he's trying to do the same to you. There's just something very real about that. And it just kind of brings you back to reality. And I don't know, it's just something that I have just really enjoyed doing.
One of the things that I have to think about as well is something that I kind of added to this process, is that I have to reevaluate my initial goal or outcome or direction, right? Because again, when I first started with this, all I was doing was taking my best guess. I didn't have any real data to go on. Now that I'm getting feedback though, now we've gone through this, iterated through this a few rounds. Now it's like, okay, let me reevaluate here. Is the direction that I had initially set out with this student, or with this, with my child, or with this client, is this something that actually makes sense now based on the feedback that I've been getting and the things that I have been trying? Sometimes it continues to make sense. We'll keep on going in that direction. Other times, it's like, you know what? Got to do something a little bit different. In this particular case, it really did change, in that I had to change from teaching her the skill, because she was actually executing the skill quite well as we're going through. But every time there was a little mistake here or there, like she just didn't, wasn't moving properly, she would just say it. Oh, God, I'm just uncoordinated, right? So it wasn't so much that the skill had to be taught. I had to help her be a bit more forgiving to herself. I needed to help her find that grace within herself, right, for herself. And that's how this changed. And eventually my language started changing of like, sometimes I would just stop, right? I would stop what we were doing if she said it. I said, listen, you're doing it, right? You're really hard on yourself. I mean, have you heard what you're saying? Are you hearing this? You need to be a bit more forgiving of yourself. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself a break. Because beating up on yourself is not going to help. It's not helping. Right? Because there's more going on here than just you hitting the mitt. And I want you to understand that you are doing enough, that you are enough.